Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. In a different way now. In case you haven't heard.
From outer space.
Yes.
No. I don't know when this episode is going out. Maybe the same day as the other one, or maybe we'll just sprinkle it in whenever we feel like it. But the likelihood is that when this is released, we are all on lockdown.
Yes.
Or some form of it. Mm-hmm. So Sierra and I, for those of you who either didn't listen to the horoscope episode, which like hurtful. if you didn't listen to that, we kind of gave you guys a heads up that we are respecting social distancing and we are trying to follow the guidelines and practice what everyone,
the
government,
curve.
Is saying. Yes. Yeah, we're really trying to flatten the curve, and we're hoping to lead by example, and that other people, like Sierra mentioned, that it would almost be hypocritical of us to be like supportive of social distancing and encouraging everyone to stay home, and then like be sitting next to each other.
Yes. So once a week for weeks to come on. So
yeah, and also we recognize that this is a time where people are feeling really alone and distant from other people. So we wanted to create more content than normal, just,
yeah,
you know, to fulfill our promise of bringing you friendship from the comfort of our homes.
Yes, which now we're all spending a little bit more time in than we normally would.
Yeah. You know what, though? I did go on a walk today because it was 68 degrees.
Yeah.
And it stopped raining for enough time for me to go on a walk.
Right.
And I am somewhat grateful that it's happening at a time where people can get out and walk.
Oh, that is so, I keep looking at the weather and hoping that it's going to get like in the 60s soon. Today was really nice, but I was able to go out a little bit, but it was still sprinkling. So it was kind of shitty. But I was like, I can't wait for it to be like 60s and 70s, because then at least I can sit on my porch. Like, if I have to be home, I understand. I'm going to do it because I respect like what people with PhDs are telling me to do.
Right.
I get it. But at least I can get outside and get some fresh air on my porch or sit on my deck or whatever.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's coming soon.
Yeah.
But it's nice that this didn't happen over December, January.
Right. So we, again, I mentioned in the horoscope one that we got on our social media and people, we initially were like, do you even want to hear us talk about our horoscopes? And like 90% of people were like, yeah, I need something to distract myself with. So if your shitty horoscope is what's going to distract me, read away, baby.
They're like, we just want to hear other people talking. We don't give a shit what it's about.
Yeah. So we did that. And it was fine. We found out that we agree with our horoscopes. We agree with our birth chart. It's a part of a series that we want to do where we just test different personality assessments to see if they match up.
Yeah, and eventually, if we do too many of these, you guys are going to really know the ins and outs of us.
Yeah, we revealed that we're real pieces of shit in the last one.
Seriously.
Whoopsie.
It's fine.
So in this one, well, the other thing that we asked was like, would you rather us do a Q&A? And then we gave the option of like, or do you want an additional mini-sode? Mini, because, you know, we're still going to talk for another hour. But
yep. Everybody knows us.
Yeah. Would you want us to do a Q&A or would you rather? And it was like a 60-40 split. I think the numbers have changed since then, but they've stayed pretty close together of people just being like, yeah, talk some more about anything. Answer questions. We don't give a shit.
We don't care.
So some people sent in some questions, but I already had some questions prepared too. Some of them are easy and some of them are like, wow, I didn't want to think about that kind of deal.
Oh, no. I've already done so much self-reflection during this time. I just need you to know that I'm really grasping what my past has been, and it's not good.
Well, none of this is like about past, though, I don't think.
Okay, good.
Some of them are just like a little intense, but We'll start out with an easy one.
Cool.
How tall are you?
5'3" and a half.
I was going to say 5'4".
I don't know. It fluctuates.
I was going to give you that extra half inch.
Yeah. And it does. It depends on where I go. Everywhere I go, someone is like 5'3". And then the next place, they'll measure me and be like 5'4". And I'm like, but I know I didn't shrink. So what is happening?
That happened to me on the scale. Yeah. I went from one doctor's office to the next and I gained 13 pounds. And I was like, I'm sorry.
What is happening?
Yours is broken. I'm going back to the other place. I can't possibly have gained 13 pounds that fast.
No, there's no way.
I am I think I'm 5'6" and a half.
Yeah.
I tell people 5'7" because
that's okay. Give yourself a half inch.
You can look up Jerry Herron on ESPN High School.
Mm-hmm.
And they have my stats there from when I played basketball in high school.
Yeah.
All they have is that I'm 5'7". Literally no other information. And the information they have is not accurate. So
it's like, you don't need anything else. So truly, she's 5'7". Get over it.
Yeah. So now I'm like, well, I said I'm 5'7". I must be 5'7". Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Which is funny because you weren't always a dog person.
No, I used to be a big cat person. I had 7 cats at one point.
I just imagined you as a large cat person.
Person. No, I was though. And here's why I was. Because, and this is why I don't like cats anymore. I probably would like a Sphinx cat. But the reason I can't deal with cats after having 7 cats, there was just hair fucking everywhere. It would be your nightmare because you're allergic to cats.
Oh, yeah. I'm so allergic to cats. I was going to say, like, I do have hair everywhere with my dogs. They both.
Well, yeah. It was like that. But we had 2 cats that were long-haired cats. So it was like normal cat shedding, which is like your dogs. But then if you've ever had a long-haired cat, it's excessive. Like,
are Sphinx the naked ones?
They are, yeah.
I thought those were Siamese. Oh, no, Siamese. They're short hair.
They're like, yes. And they have like brown. They got the brown eyes and like whatever. But now yeah. I have dogs, but they are poodle mixes. So they don't shed. And it's just like, oh, my God.
I used to be so annoyed by people who would get like designer dogs.
Yeah.
Like doodle dogs that don't shed. And now I have 2 dogs that shed and I'm constantly consuming hair. And I'm like, if I don't have a doodle after this, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
We have to. It literally was so bad whenever I lived with those cats, me and Noah both, we were sick and had allergies all the time. I would look back. I'll still look back on my like Facebook memories. And in the middle of like July, I'll be like, oh my God, sick again. I just had allergies all the time because there was cat hair everywhere. And I haven't had that like at all since having these dogs. So,
well, what's crazy is I obviously no longer live with my parents, but I grew up with golden retrievers. Yeah. And now that I don't live with a golden retriever anymore, when I go back to my parents' house, I will get hives.
Yes.
From my parents' dogs, which is bizarre because it's like a new allergy that I've developed. And I wonder like if I didn't have Mosby and Louie who shed, like if I just had, because they're like, they have different hair than a retriever.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that has made a difference in it, but I wonder like if I, you know, eventually get a doodle when I'm done with these suckers. I love them very much. I'm going to love them all their days. I just want that to be clear. But I wonder if then I would develop just some kind of intolerance to anything that's not hypoallergenic.
Right. Oh, I have another thing to say too, so that I don't look like a piece of shit. I'm just like, I fuck cats because of hair. That's not the only reason. I still really love cats too. And I've tried to persuade Corey into letting us get a kitten. And he's like, our dogs will kill it, which is probably true because they have little, they're little mini hunters. Like, they love rodents. If they see bunnies or something, they want to attack it. So, but what I was going to say is, when I had cats, like, they were so sweet and they'd lay on me and purr and whatever, but when they're done with you, they're done with you. Like, if you can't be like, come here, they don't care. Like,
right.
My dogs, when I walk in the house, it's like, where have you been? I will die if you leave me again. Yes. I love you so fucking much. I will die for you right now. Do you want me to die for you, Mom? I'll die for you. And I'm like, I love this animal.
Yeah, the indifference of cats is like, even if I wasn't allergic to them, I would still want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, they don't want anything to do with you, so it's fine.
I know. Now, I have seen certain cats that do. And you know what I found is that 99.9% of cats know I'm allergic to them and will intentionally interact with me to make me sick.
I've had a couple cats, and my sister's cat is amazing and acts like a dog, literally acts like a dog more than my mom's dog acts like a dog.
Your mom's dog acts like a cat.
It does. And then her cat acts like a dog. It's hilarious. But I love them so much, but at the same time, there's just something about my dogs. I love them so much.
I know.
Wouldn't give them up for the world.
I'm with you. It's probably because if they like poop or pee in the house or like throw up in the house or something, like make some kind of a mess, they immediately, you like see it on their face, like, oh my gosh, I've shamed you. I'm so sorry. Cats are like, oh, you didn't like that? Let me find a place you like even better to do it in.
Seriously. My cat, one time I was like, why is my cat peeing all over our furniture? I don't understand. And they're like, do you have 2 litter boxes? Which we had 7 cats. I'm like, we have 5 litter boxes. Like, yeah. We have so many cats. And they're like, well, she might not like the way, like, what kind of litter. It could be because she doesn't like the other cat. It could be because, like, all of these things. And I was like, so she's peeing on my stuff because she's just a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't like her. My dogs peed. Well, actually, my dog had horrible Giardia one time. So he had diarrhea real bad. And, like, as it was coming out.
The river disease?
No, Giardia. It's a stomach bug. It's like a...
I know. Isn't that from New Girl where she's like, George the Giardia Giant or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
But anyways, he was having like explosive diarrhea and looking at me in the face while it was happening. Like, you could not get it outside. And his eyes were so like big and like set. In the Arms of an Angel was playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was very...
He had them Sarah McLachlan eyes.
Yes. I was like, oh, buddy, it's okay.
He was serving you ASPCA realness.
He was. I was like, you have to stop. I'm going to go donate right now.
That's the thing is, like, when you see those commercials and they show all the dogs, you're like, oh, my gosh, you sweet baby angel. And then when you see the cats, you're like, oh, my God, do you run a gang? Like, why do you look so hardened by the street like you want to be there?
They are. They're just like, and they're just batting at people, and you're like, wow, okay.
Yeah, like, I feel like this was more of a choice by you than it was anything else.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, wow, we really went off about dogs.
Wait. I have one more thing.
Okay.
Because my dogs will not, they don't want to be away from me. Like I said, okay, they're up my ass 24/7. My cats tried to run away from me every fucking chance they got. If I left the door open a crack, they were gone.
Yeah. Like,
would not, and I was just like, come on, guys. Sweet, I'm just freedom. Trying to be your friend. Yeah, they're like, finally, goodbye.
Yeah.
Terrible.
All right, what's your favorite drink? And it doesn't specify like specific kind of, like, if they mean like alcoholic or non-alcoholic. We can say whatever we want. This is our show, baby.
My favorite drink is iced vanilla lattes. I love me a good latte.
Yeah, you do.
I love coffee, but not just coffee. I just love lattes.
Yeah, but iced. Well, you like, I got you hooked on the
chai tea lattes.
Chai
Lee's.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were good too.
My favorite drink, like, that I consume most frequently is water.
Yeah.
I really freaking love water, but I also...
What a politician's answer.
I know. I love a good root brewski.
Oh, yeah.
And lemonade. Like, that's been my pregnancy cravings, has been root beer and lemonade.
Yeah. I'm not a big, like, if I have to do pop, I would probably say I'm not a big pop drinker unless, like, it's around me. Like, since we've been, it's so funny because I don't have a job. I said that in the other one, but I'm sure people know. But when I did, I worked as a server. So, like, pop is there, and I would just drink it all the time. And it's so funny because since we haven't had pop, I'm just like, oh, I don't really need it. Like, I don't like it that much. If it's not around me, I won't drink it. So, if I have... I like, I've been sober for over a month now, but I do like beer. So I just like the way it tastes. So I have been drinking, Busch NAs, which are great. They're not alcoholic.
Since December, you know, since Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, when I found out I was, you know, a host again, carrying another child, but I love me some Christmas ale, and I love, like, some of the local breweries. I love going to local breweries and drinking whatever sounds interesting, but, like, also kind of, like, bitchy. I don't like the intense stuff. I like the stuff that's, like, this could almost be a Miller Lite, but it's not. But it's still an IPA. And then...
See, I don't know. I like the dark beers. If I was drinking with alcohol in it again, I'd be all over the dark beers.
I'll tell
you. The porters and the stouts. Ooh, you give me a good peanut butter or vanilla porter.
I couldn't do the dark. I couldn't do the dark.
So good.
But I have been thinking about Breitenbaugh's wine.
Yeah, Corey loves Breitenbaugh's wine. It used to be my favorite. But I can't. I get such bad heartburn. Like, I can't.
I have a friend who makes wine, and we were going to have him on the podcast for us to do, like, a drunk wine tasting, like, a education crash course. I was so excited about, and then I had to go and get knocked up again.
Yeah, and then I chose sobriety. It's so stupid.
Yeah, we made a big mistake, so... Hey, buddy, if you're still listening to this, give us some time.
Give us like 6 months, right?
Because I've had his wine and it is so good. So good. And then I've been craving a Schoolhouse.
They had their bookworm wine.
That's the one.
Plug them. Oh, it's so good. That's my favorite one. It's so good. That one's, I can drink that one because it's like a Pinot Grigio, right? So it's kind of like not super sweet. It's not like Moscato sweet, but it's like apple, pear, crispy. Ugh. That's my favorite one.
Wow.
Great.
Oh, can't wait to participate in that in another friggin' year.
I'll be there with you.
What is your spirit animal and why?
You go first.
I was told, like, what mine was.
What is yours?
A horse.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
My psychic medium told me that my spirit animal is a horse.
Okay.
And actually, in the children's book, you know, that I wrote and illustrated. There's a part where I talk about clouds, and I did, like, shapes of different animals in the clouds, and all of the animals represented something, and both Shane and I's spirit animals that our psychic medium told us are in the clouds. There's a horse and an owl. Shane's is an owl, and mine is a horse. Apparently mine is a horse because I am very in tune and sensitive to, like, energies.
Oh, okay.
And the supernatural and paranormal and things like that.
Nice.
But also there's, like, I don't know, he went off about it, but horse.
Nice. Okay, I love it. I think, and this isn't just because it's my favorite animal, I think I resonate a lot with an elephant.
Yeah.
Because
of your leathery skin.
Because of my super leathery skin and my big fat ass. For sure.
Because of my tail.
Yes. I get really, I love peanuts. No, but like they're super like matriarchal.
Yeah.
They're very like when they have a baby, especially if they have a daughter, but like because the sons grow up and they go and start their own families. But when they have a daughter, like they stay with their moms and then like they all raise the babies together. I don't know. I just like, and I feel like they're very emotional animals. They even said that I read a book a little while ago about that centered around elephants. And they said that like with grief and there was a couple other things, but like elephants show those emotions way more than a lot of other animals do.
Yeah.
Like in the wild. So it, I just feel like, you know, I'm a big emotional, I'm a big fat emotional elephant. And I love my baby.
If we found out in the horoscope one, you don't show it very often.
Ooh, that is true.
But that's so still maybe, your spirit.
Yeah, that's my spirit.
Yeah, it's still your spirit. And when you were talking about like the whole matriarchal part of it and like all the women like staying and raising the kids, it made me think of like your mom's side of the family and how like you have so many strong women on like that you're surrounded by. And now you have a child that you like, and like that whole side of your family, and not that our dad's side doesn't, but like your mom's side of the family, like you all take care of each other and you all rally together. And
my aunt raised me just as much as my mom did. She babysat for us. I mean, she was there just as much as either one of my parents were. I feel like she was a third party to my parents when it came to raising me.
Yeah.
And my grandma was there all the time too. So
that's exactly what I was picturing when you were like talking about it. I just like you all turned into elephants in my head.
It's so true.
So this question that I highlighted says you're wearing perfume. What scent is it? I wanted to know. I don't wear perfume.
Me neither.
I try to wear deodorant when I remember.
Yeah, listen, I love my musk, so.
Yeah. Shane really likes my pheromones. Yeah. Try not to cover them up. But did you ever have something like growing up that you were like, this, I love this scent? Like, because you know we all went through it. You had love spell.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing for girls like our age.
Love spell. And then my mom sells Mary Kay and she gave me one. Oh God, it was called Bella something. And it was free. So I just sprayed it on every morning. But like when I smell that now, I'm like, this smells like high school to me. It's so funny. Yeah. That and love spell. I'm just like, ugh. I did love spell up until I was like 23. I'm pretty sure.
I remember people would have love spell like in their bag or in their locker. Yep. And I was like, you dirty little whores. Because first of all, it being named love spell, like, excuse me, you siren of the hallway. What?
That's me. That was me. I gave myself two spritz up top and one spritz in the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
It just seemed so like adult.
Yeah.
And the fact that it came from Victoria's Secret, I was like, no.
That's where boobs and butts are.
Yeah. They use words like sexy and like, I wanted to throw up as a freaking almost 30-year-old woman saying that word. Imagine me in high school.
Yeah.
Because there were girls in middle school who had it.
Yeah. That was me. What up?
My sister, Sam, had, Refuge, I think it was called. It was from Charlotte Russe. And I loved that. That smells like nostalgic to me. Yeah. And I would go in her room and I would spray it.
Taylor, had Fantasy, Britney Spears's, and it was so good. Oh, it smelled so good. I loved that one.
Sam had some J-Lo perfume and I was like, it smells like shit. I hate this.
It did. It was so bad.
It was
Britney Spears was good, but J-Lo was not.
I had some kind of like Bath and Body Works spray.
Japanese cherry blossom all day, baby. What's up?
I didn't spray myself with very much. And I never showered. Like, when I joke about how I only shower like twice a week now, that isn't a new thing. I truly believe that, you know how some people are like, you can go days without washing your hair and it doesn't look greasy as long as you like have always not washed your hair.
Yep.
And I think same goes for your body. Like, it regulates its oils and you don't produce as much and you don't stink.
No, I think you're right.
So
I hate that.
Any of you, 12-year-olds listening,
you don't have to shower.
Yeah, don't do it. I read somewhere that you're not supposed to shower more than 3 times a week.
I don't think you are. It's really bad for, sorry, my lighting situation over here is really
it's just no up. One else can see you but me.
I know. I'm fixing it. Well, it felt, I have a Himalayan salt lamp that's, no, listen, it was scary because it fell and now my salt lamp broke and there's just like hot fire on the floor.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Anyways. I was going to say, I look like friggin' terrifying.
No, I mean, I look like shit. It's fine. okay, wait, what were we talking about?
Perfume and not showering. Oh, I said you're not supposed to shower more than.
Yeah, as an esthetician, a lot of times people would come to me and be like, I have cystic acne on my shoulders and my back and whatever. And I'm like, how often do you shower and do you moisturize afterwards? And they were like, oh, I shower every single day in really hot water and I don't moisturize. And I'm like, well, your skin is going to overproduce oil then. And that's when you get clogged up. Pores, and then
it's when you get plogged up, baby.
That's when you get all plogged up.
So I have been following the rules since forever. I've never
never not.
I've never been regular.
So I.
What are your life goals?
Oh boy. I want to write a book. I told you that. So that's like one. I would like to settle into a career that I like and also am good at. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to like have a good time with my family. I just want to watch my children grow up. I want to grow old with the man I'm going to marry, which is my man now.
I was going to say, like, you're being really ambiguous about.
No, who, I know
who
I'm
is
gonna
in the picture
him.
Of the future.
No, we've talked about it. We just want to get married and then, grow up and have our little, I just want to have a happy family. That's really it.
Yeah. If you just heard a stampede of dogs just run in, it's because I have a stampede of dogs. Remember when I said I choose dogs over cats? I think cats are quieter, so I don't know anymore.
I don't know. Have you ever heard cats at 2 a.m? They go and fucking batshit. They're just running back and forth at your house.
Yeah, hard pass. That's probably because they're possessed.
Yeah, it's wild.
My life goal is just to be comfortable and happy.
Yeah, really.
Like I think that's really the only reason I do anything and change anything and work towards anything is just to be overall happy.
Yeah. And,
okay, I was gonna say this during the last podcast, but then I decided not to. But I have been struggling a lot during, you know this because we've been talking about it, during this whole pandemic. And I have felt really overwhelmed, and it's probably because of the amount of media I'm consuming.
Right.
And I know that, but I also want to be informed. Like, I want to know what I'm supposed to do. So there's this like balance of being educated and being informed and like also not wanting to know anything.
Right.
To protect myself. But then I was sitting and thinking about a trip that Shane and I went on for our honeymoon. And this is one of the ways that I tried to get myself back to happiness. This is where my train of thought went. So when we were on our honeymoon, we went to visit these caverns. And in the caverns is one of the only places on Earth that you can experience total darkness.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking like your eyes will never adjust to see your hand inches from your face.
Yeah.
Pitch black. I think the only other place, one of the only other places that you can experience this is at the very bottom of the ocean.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That dark. That's so insane. In these caverns, like there is like living limestone that's 6 million years old.
Wow. And you
can't touch it because the oils of your skin will kill it.
Right.
And so while we're on this tour of these caverns, they tell us a story about these two boys who went into the caverns and they had a lamp. And once they got, I don't know how far in, one of the, whoever was holding the lamp tripped and fell. Lantern is now gone. So oh, like no. I said, they're now in pitch black.
Oh no.
And they don't know where they're going.
Oh my God.
And like, as you can imagine, they don't know how they're going to get out.
Right.
And so eventually what they did was they stopped trying to find a way out. And they just, I want to see, I took a screenshot of this. It took them how many days? They were 800 feet in.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Supposedly, it took them 2 days to get out.
Wow.
And the way that they got out was just letting the stream
Wow.
So, like, they had to trust that wherever the stream was flowing, the direction that it was flowing was out.
Yeah.
Of the cavern and not deeper into it. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah.
So that has been my mentality through this so far since like Tuesday. I obviously have relapses when new information comes out and more things close and like deaths are announced and things like that. Right. But I just thought, I feel like I'm in the cavern. I feel like that's where we're at right now, is we're in this cavern and we don't know which way to go. And we don't know how long we don't know how far in we are and we don't know how long it's going to take us to get out, but I'm just picking my feet up.
Yeah. And following the stream.
Yeah. That it's going to eventually carry us, you know, to the light at the end of the tunnel, wherever that is. But it feels like right now we're in darkness.
Wow. But,
yeah. So that is my goal, is to just keep following the freaking stream.
Yes. Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Do you play sports?
Oh, I'm actually really athletic. No, I'm not.
I was like, yeah, who are you telling?
I waited to see your face. No, I don't play any sports. Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of anything that would be... I crochet.
Well, the only thing on ESPN right now is marble racing, which is hysterical because Shane's been watching marble racing since before it was on ESPN.
That's hilarious.
But I played basketball.
Yes.
Since the time I was like 3 or something.
I did play softball, and recently my boyfriend was very good at baseball in high school. So we were doing like, you know, just hitting stuff with the Noah, and he was throwing the ball to me and I was hitting it. And he's like, I'm like actually fucking surprised you're as good at this. And I was like, I told you I used to play.
You know, I think it would shock a lot of people that you have some athleticism because of the noises that you make.
Yeah.
When you do physical activity, because you make sounds like, wah!
Wow, I really do.
So I feel like it would shock people to be like, oh, wow. But it's like the equivalent to someone like grunting when they're lifting something heavy.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. Have you read any books that have changed your life? You've read a lot of books.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
What are they?
You put or me
what's
on the spot.
One that like comes to your mind first?
Let's see. Well, I just read The Nightingale. The Nightingale? Yeah. I think I talked about that on the last one. And I'm not saying that it changed my life, but it did give me a lot of insights because it's about like World War II. And
yeah,
it made me realize that I need to look into that again because I was like, oh, my God. I was telling somebody who told me to read the book, Allie. She was yeah. So I was talking to her about it. And I'm like, I guess I didn't realize. I mean, I knew how bad it was because we talked about it, obviously, in high school. But I guess I didn't realize, like, I didn't have empathy for it then because, number one, I don't think I was mature enough to understand. And number two, I wasn't a mom. So, like, reading that in, like, a first person, I mean, it was fiction, but it was based on actual events that happened. So, like, reading that from their account, oh, my gosh. It was just, like, so, I mean, I guess it's changed my life a bit to where I'm definitely going to start looking into that more because it fascinated me and geography is crazy. And number two would be what I'm starting to read now again, which is Silence of the Lambs. And I think that one changed my life because I didn't realize how into true crime and like horror and thriller stuff like that. That was the first thriller book I ever read, which was way too early for me to read. I read it when I was like in middle school. And I'm like, whoa, they're saying cunt a lot. But it got me into that genre, which is my favorite genre of all time now. So I just got all of the books again from a good friend of mine. And so I'm going to start reading them while I'm quarantined, because why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I have not read nearly the amount of books that you've read.
Yeah.
And actually, I can only, when I think of that question, there's only one book that I actually feel like I could say changed my life. Yeah. And it is The Five People You Meet in Heaven.
Oh.
Have you ever read it?
No, but I've heard about it.
It's not long. It's like a really quick, short, easy read, which is why I read it.
Right.
But, I think we've talked about it before. I don't remember if we've talked about it on the podcast or not, but in that book, he meets these people, and before he can get to heaven, he encountered these people in real life, but he didn't realize that he encountered them and was supposed to learn a lesson from them. So he had to learn the lesson from them in this like purgatory place before he was allowed to go to heaven.
Yeah.
But they were all people he had encountered while he was alive.
Yeah.
But didn't know their story or learn from them until after he was dead. And like,
right.
To me, what was the point then?
Right.
So when I read that book, I finished it thinking like, I now look at the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know everyone's story. I want to know what do you think is the most, oh yeah, we did talk about this on the podcast because I said I talked to our tour guide in Jamaica about it. And I talked to the girl who helped me find my wedding dress about what she thought her most important thing in life was. And even if I don't ask someone like, what do you think your most important life advice is? I'm always looking at them from a perspective of they have something valuable to give and share with the world.
Yes.
And even if their outward appearance or their actions aren't displaying it, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And so I kind of like, so I think it changed my mentality about a lot of people and how I view people.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, that's such a general question. What's my favorite movie?
I told you some of these are thinkers and others are just like, how tall are you?
I see, but this is hard for me because I don't watch a lot of movies, so I could not give you pick. You go first.
My favorite movie is Pay It Forward,
which I've never seen it. Yeah.
See if it's on some streaming platform.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to. Oh, shoot. I'm always so bad at these because I'll save like the first one that comes to my mind. And then later on, I'll think about it and be like, that's obviously what the answer was. But I don't know. I don't have a favorite.
You don't have
come back to me later.
Nothing.
I don't. All of mine that are coming to mind are freaking children's movies. Like
that's not a bad thing.
Well, then it's probably The Lion King.
Okay.
I watched that movie over and over and over again, and it taught me a lot.
Yeah, freaking Moana makes me cry every time I watch it.
I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, I watched Frozen 2 twice and cried both times I watched it.
I still haven't watched it because I'm waiting to watch it with Noah.
Yeah.
We are quarantined away from each other right now.
Yeah. But what I noticed about my favorite, the book that changed my life and my favorite movie is very much so about like...
other people.
Yeah, because Pay It Forward is... again, recognizing that we can change the world just by doing something small and continuing those small things.
Yeah. I wish I could pick one. I genuinely don't watch movies a lot, like ever. So when people ask me, like every time somebody will say something, get this, I've never seen Home Alone.
What?
People's minds are blown by that. I've never seen the movie Home Alone.
I've never seen A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that one, but only bits and pieces of it. But yeah.
Me too. People, because they play it for 24 hours. And so I've only seen, I've never seen it in order.
Yeah. But I'm just not a big movie watcher. This question is going to haunt me because I have to think about it.
I thought that was going to be such an easy throwaway question. Now you're like, I will not be able to sleep tonight.
Because I won't.
Do you speak any languages and how well?
Parlez-vous français? Un petit?
Du mange un pomme?
Don't know what that says.
I tried to learn French on Duolingo, and I learned how to say je suis une femme, I am a woman.
Yep.
And du mange un pomme, which means you eat an apple.
Okay. See, I took 4 years of French in high school, but as we've said in multiple ones of these, I didn't learn jack shit in high school. So yeah. I can say Le Chat est rouge, which is your cat is red. That's about it.
Red cat.
I don't know. That's why it's so funny.
Not
for me
even
to
a
say
helpful
it.
Sentence.
Nope. It's just like more startling because why is your cat red? Is it bleeding?
Yeah, of course. What's your that? Horror mind goes to it's bleeding. I can speak a little German. Ein bisschen. Keine Kaugummi in der Deutschklasse.
Nice.
No
nice.
Gum in the German class. Wie geht es dir heute? How are you today?
Love that.
Wie geht es Ihnen? I think that's just another way to say it. I do know that you're not supposed to say, like, you can say ich bin gut, meaning like I'm good.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to say ich bin schlecht because that means you're a prostitute.
Oh, well, ich bin schlecht.
I know. Do you remember the girl who was messaging you about the Nightingale and how she like got really upset about it? Well, not upset about it, but like it affected her and she was really emotional.
Yes.
Heather.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was born in Germany. And so if you're listening, Heather, please don't rip my German apart. This is what was taught to me. And then there was something that you were, or no, is ich bin schlecht, I'm a prostitute or I'm horny? I don't remember. We weren't allowed to say, there were two phrases we weren't allowed to say.
That's
in
amazing.
The way that like we could say other things.
Oh, I do remember at one point we had a French teacher who came from France. It was like a foreign exchange thing. Mm-hmm. And anytime he would ask us for like a number, we would say 69, which was 69. And he was like, I do not understand. I don't understand what your fascination is with this number. We were all like, Soissons neuf. Because we were children. And he didn't understand what 69 meant, which I thought was so funny.
69. I can count to 100 in German.
Yeah.
Fart is horse. I always like that word because it looked like fart when you like wrote fart. It. Mach das Mund zu is close your mouth.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I can say like a lot of phrase. Like the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I know a decent amount. Not enough to be conversational, like because right. I don't think I could flow, but...
Hey, I remembered a movie. See, I told you I'd be thinking about it forever. I think my favorite movie might be Training Day with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke.
I don't know that I've seen it.
We got to watch it. We got to watch each other's favorite movies. You got to. Oh, Training Day is such a good movie. Such a good movie.
I really love Denzel.
Oh, in that movie, you're going to be like.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen Deja Vu with Denzel?
Yes.
Love that movie.
So good. You'll like Training Day.
So we have a couple would you rathers that people have sent in, and then I just like looked up some other ones.
Okay.
One person just said hi to us.
What's
another
up?
Person said, I don't have a cue, but I want you to know that I panic voted and I'm not sure what I voted for, but bless up.
Amazing. Welcome to my life.
And then okay, so would you rather have your dream job or your dream house? And then what are both?
Ooh. I think my dream house, because I would spend more time in it for sure.
I think if I could pick. Yeah. Can I keep my current job?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
If I have my dream house?
Can I choose to be jobless? Because that's my current job right now. And that'd be fine as long as I had a dope-ass house.
Yeah. And then
when people are like, oh, but you have to have a career to fill your time. Like, I don't think people realize how many fucking hobbies I have. I have so many hobbies.
Oh, I can fill my time.
Will be fine. Yeah.
And then she asked what your dream job and what your dream house are.
Well, I wouldn't. Dang. Wow. Dream job. My dream job would be to be I know what my dream job is. It goes back to Silence of the Lambs, but it would be behavioral analysis, like to work for Quantico and to go and interview serial killers. That would be my dream.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I know, to a lot of people, but it's what I would always want to do. And then I think, but anything in the psychology field would be my dream. It's just a lot of schoolwork, and I'm almost 30 now, so
yeah.
I hate to say that I'm settling, but I'm kind of settling.
I had a lot of people in my courses who were like in their 50s.
I know.
When I was doing teaching.
You also know that I'll probably never leave this area, and there's not a lot for me to do here with a psychology major. So what I'm going into is something I also am very passionate about. So it's not like shitting on what I want, but it's just not my dream.
Yeah. I would say my dream job would be exactly what I'm doing right now. I just wish that like, because I love photography. Like that is a dream. That like having my photography business is an absolute dream for me. But I also would like to be able to monetize the podcast at some point.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. If I didn't do something in psychology, something with either like the podcast for sure, or something like comedic wise, I've always just loved.
Yeah.
That.
And it's not because I'm like, I want to sit in my house and talk to people. It's because I genuinely enjoy
making other people smile. And
like what at its core of what we created this for, I love it. I love
when people message me and they're like, I'm sitting here and I have tears in my eyes because I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, that's what I want. That's what I've always wanted. I love making people laugh. It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Or getting messages like, thank you for talking about this. I've experienced this for so long and felt alone. And now I don't feel alone. That to me is a dream job.
Yeah.
To give people companionship, to help people work through things that they found it difficult to work through with like anyone else, or they didn't know how to verbalize themselves. And when we verbalized it, they were like, bingo, that's me.
That's it.
That to me is so powerful. And if we can do that for people just by being open and communicating with each other and whatever, you know, having our banter, like that's incredible.
Yeah, I love it.
Dream house in the middle of the woods.
Yep.
It is well structured, but it has like so rustic much character. I don't want to say rustic because I don't want it to be like a barn, but it's got like exposed brick. It's got high ceilings and exposed like beams, and there's like earthy tones and worn in like antique looking furniture and eclectic. It's it's like that.
See, I feel like if my house was a little bit bigger, it would be my dream house. Because I love it. But I would like a ranch style at some point. That would be, I love things all on one, like one big open concept, kind of like you have. I love that. But I
will say we missed steps.
What?
We missed steps. We think we would want steps. We thought we wanted a ranch style. And now that we have it, we're like, you know, I miss being on a second level. There's something like a level of security, even though you're not safer. Like if anything, you're more vulnerable on a second level.
But like someone can't climb into your window.
And like there's a, I used to love sitting on my roof. I would climb out my bedroom window and sit on my roof. And I love the view from up there. Like there is something about it, about that, that we miss. I would love to have some kind of loft situation.
Yes. Yeah. But I need a porch. That when we were looking for our house, we told the realtor, we were like, I need a porch. We need a backyard with a fence for our dogs. And we need two bathrooms. That was like it. That was our only specifications. I have a porch swing out on my porch, and that is my happy place. And other than that, everything's pretty good.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate thinking about my dream house though, because I do love the house that we have and we remodeled it to be like exactly what we want, but it's obviously not exactly, it's not anything like I just described, but except for like the furniture, like the decor is very much the same, but oh well. So here's another would you rather that was sent in. Would you rather have a finger for a tongue
or
many tongues for fingers?
No. Okay, wait. How functional are my mini tongue fingers? Like, can if I grab something, do I automatically taste it then?
Oh, that's a good
That's going to be an issue.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm going to have to say finger for a tongue.
Could you imagine it coming out of your mouth? Like,
no, that's so scary, but... But
would it be like a thumb or a finger?
No, a finger. I can't think about all the gross things I touch on a daily basis, like money, and then imagining putting that on my tongue.
Plus everything would be like slippery.
Yeah.
Or like get stuck to it.
Yeah, because like, it would get dried out.
Oh my gosh, you ever tried to peel your tongue off the roof of your mouth because you sleep with your mouth open like a Neanderthal, Jerry? My goodness.
Hate it.
Oh my gosh. Remember when we said this was going to be a mini and we're already like 50 some minutes in?
I knew that was going to happen.
I know, me too. Okay. So I just have a few more would you rathers. Would you rather? Oh, this one's hard. This one's like not a gross one. This is just like a genuinely hard one. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Wow. That is a hard one.
I need to know from the moment I make that choice, do I lose my memories up until that point? or do I lose my memories forever? Like, will I never remember anything again?
Oh, man. See, I would have to say lose my sight then, which is horrible, but I can't imagine not remembering, like, my son and what we've had and, like, our bond together.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Could not do it, which is terrible because I want to be able to see.
Yeah. I think I'd have to say the same thing.
But when I just read a book not long ago, I told you about it, What Alice Forgot. And it was basically, the premise was that she lost 10 years of her life, like, memory wise.
Right.
And she couldn't remember. Her oldest child was eight. Or no, I'm sorry. Her oldest child was nine. So the last thing she remembered was being pregnant with her first child, like, newly pregnant.
Right.
And she had three kids, so she didn't remember having them or anything about them. She had to go home to them, and she was, like, not – she didn't feel connected or emotional. She was like, what do I do with these kids? Because right. – which is terrible. And I was like – the whole time I'm reading that, I'm like, nope, nope. I could not imagine looking at Noah and being like, ew, who are you?
Yeah, like, what, like, do I do with you?
Yeah. How do I keep you alive?
Would you rather have universal respect or unlimited power?
Respect. I don't give a shit about power.
I think respect too. I wouldn't want unlimited power.
Nope. I'm not a power hungry person. That scares
me. Me too. I don't think anyone should have it.
Nope.
Give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life, or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Ooh.
I have to choose air conditioning and heating. I have to, because, like, my business is on the internet.
No, like, I need would it. Get rid of the internet. I am in my home way too much to be not comfy in it.
You're not going to be able to do your job without the internet.
You know, that's true, but shit. Okay. Damn, that's a tough one.
Would you rather swim in a pool of Nutella or a pool of maple syrup?
Oh, gross. Nutella. Maple syrup's so sticky.
Yeah, that was my reasoning as well for Nutella. Because, like, even though I don't really necessarily like Nutella, everyone's going to hate me. I don't want to, like, maple syrup sounds like a nightmare to swim in. Or just,
can you imagine? Have you ever gotten some accidentally in your hair? It stays in there for fucking ever.
Yeah,
it's like, no, it doesn't even, you can't shower it out. It's so sticky. Ugh.
I'm the type of person who, like, doesn't even eat chicken wings without utensils. Yeah. Like, I have to hold it with my finger, like, to stand it up straight on its side.
Oh, and chicken, then I use
a fork to peel the meat off. And then I have to wipe my finger between every freaking wing, because I'll be damned if I have stuff on my hands.
Thank you. I'm the same way. And people make fun of me. They're like, are you using a fork to eat, like, a wing right now?
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, I have to.
Yes.
And this is how I go further than you do, because I get my sauce on the side, because I can't even stand that one moment to have sauce on my fingers. So then I'll peel it off, I'll dip it into the sauce, and then into the ranch. And I still get it over boneless wings every time.
See, I'm the person who uses a million napkins, because I cannot stand
handle sticky, like, fingers. Give me wet naps.
Well, even not even sticky fingers, like, even if I have a glass and it's just got, like, the condensation on the outside, yes, I have to wipe my hand off because I hate the way that it feels.
Yes.
I'm trying to find, like, good ones. These are not necessarily good ones. This one's like, would you rather lounge by the pool or on the beach? Oh, kick off. Okay, either one sounds fine.
We're stuck in our houses.
Okay, I have the last one.
Okay.
Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Wait, who's my hero?
I don't know. Pick someone.
Oh.
Either one sounds like a kink.
Yeah, no shit. Is it Denzel? Because he can vomit on me. What up, baby?
Because you know for sure. Okay, you got to play the long game with this thought.
Yeah.
I'm so if they're your hero, if they're your hero and you're encountering them, you probably, the likelihood of you encountering them again is probably not high, or at least encountering them and then remembering you. If they vomit on you,
They owe me something.
Oh, they're indebted to you in some way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm playing long game. I'll take some vomit. Listen, we've had children. We can deal with vomit. My child puked into my open mouth one time.
Oh, no.
And I still love him. He woke me up out of a dead sleep like children do, so fucking silently. And then they're right beside their bed. And you're like, Mommy, I'm going to throw up. I was like, oh, no.
So, go to the bathroom then, you little weirdo.
I know. So he was like crawling into my bed and I went to pick him up to pull him over me to like get us both up. And as I pull him up over me, he just straight vomits right into my Yeah, it wasn't good, but I mean, it wasn't terrible. So if I feel like if I can do that.
Yeah. Ollie never puked into my mouth, but whenever I would nurse him.
Yeah.
And I found out later he was allergic to my breast milk, but I would nurse him and then I would stop and he would immediately throw up all down my chest. Yep. And like I'd be wearing a bra that would just like catch it and it would just be sitting between my boobs all hot and like milky and gross. And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then Shane would look at me and he's like, can I help? And I'm like, I don't know. Can you? Can anyone help me right now? I feel very helpless.
Yeah. This is my most vulnerable moment. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, that was a fun little Q&A.
Yeah, it was. I hope you guys enjoyed our extra little hour of, you know, companionship this week.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, we'll do two the next week too, because this wasn't that hard.
No, not at all. As long as we get something like simple like this so we can just spitfire some shits.
Yeah.
Spitfire some shits.
So, you know, let us know if you have some shits for us to spit.
Yeah, please.
Okay, thanks for listening. Hope you're all doing well. Staying safe.
Yeah, I would like to say real quick, check in on a very serious note. Check in with yourselves mentally, because this isolation can really make you go into a deep, dark, depressy hole. And we got to keep looking out for that. I want to say that a lot of you guys, if you go to therapy, your therapist will do hour-long over-the-phone sessions. And you can also find therapists that do online sessions. So definitely, if you're going to therapy but can't make it to your appointment, there's no need to skip. A lot of them will be okay with doing it over the phone.
Yeah, there are some that, online. Like, I think BetterHealth, which, like, hashtag not sponsored.
Right. But come on.
I think they will, like, be there for even, like, text support.
Yes. Yeah, that. So. And I also have seen a lot of things about, like, AA or, like, any kind of anonymous recovery programs are also doing online. So
yeah,
definitely keep in with those, because I know this is a time that we're all kind of struggling mentally. So
yeah, this was never just about like a bad upper respiratory infection. It's the ripple effect that it has on so many other things. So yeah. We just want to acknowledge that we see that and we know it, and that's why we're trying to do our part to bring you whatever the hell it is that we bring to people.
Yep. For whatever reason, you guys like it.
Yeah, I don't know, we'll but here it is. Here's some more. So, yeah, okay. We'll see you guys next time.
All right. See ya.
All right. We're out.
Goodbye.